For centuries, the lives of the Prophet and his companions have served as models of a truly God-fearing existence for all humankind, and will continue to do so until the end times. Anyone who is sincere about learning from their example can know, even today, every detail of how they lived and died. The following are a few selections from the deeds and saying which make up this model, giving an authentic picture of the Islamic way of life. Do not regard knowledge as a means to personal prestige. Ubayy ibn Ka'b said, "Acquire knowledge and use it. Do not acquire it in order thereby to enhance yourselves. Otherwise a time will come when learning will be used as an adornment in the manner of clothes." Lust for fame, the worst single danger for man. On his deathbed, Shaddad ibn Aus said to those around him, "What I fear most for this community is ostentation and the harboring of secret desires." The meaning of secret desires was explained by Sufyan Thori. It is the fondness of praise for one's good deeds. When the Prophet himself was questioned on this subject, he said that secret desires were harbored, for example, by those who sought knowledge because the idea that people would then come and sit at their feet was pleasing to them. Acting, to be seen by men. Abu Huraira records the Prophet as having exhorted his followers to seek refuge from the pit of grief. When asked what this pit of grief was, he said it was a gorge in hell from which hell itself sought refuge 400 times a day. The Prophet was then asked who would enter that pit. Those scholars who act to be seen by men, he replied. Hardness of heart comes from using religion for worldly ends. A learned man is punished by having his heart to die, said Hasan al-Basri. Asked what was meant by the dying of the heart, he replied that it came from seeking the world through actions, whose sole direction should be towards eternity, thinking not of one's actions. Sa'id ibn Jabir, a companion of the companions of the Prophet, was asked, who was the greatest worshipper? One who has sinned then repents, came the reply. Then when he recalls his sins, he sets no great value upon his good deeds either, being conscious of one's own faults, not of others. Although Rabi ibn Kaytama never used to speak ill of anybody, he once remarked upon people's extraordinary habit of fearing God with regard to other people's sins, but not with regard to their own. Reforming others and being ready to be reformed oneself. The following is part of the address delivered by Abu Bakr on being elected caliph. My people, your affairs have been entrusted to me, although I am no better than you. The weak among you will be the strongest until I have ensured that they received what is rightfully theirs. The strong among you I will look upon as the weakest, until I have made sure that they pay their due. I am just like any one of you. When you see that I am proceeding correctly, follow me, and when you see me waver, set me straight. Greatness comes from inward grace, not from outward actions. Commenting on the Caliph Abu Bakr's outstanding greatness, Abu Bakr Muzani observed that it was not because he fasted or prayed more than others, it was because of something in his heart. Ibn Aliyah, explaining this statement of Abu Bakr Muzani, said that what he had in mind was love of God and kindness for his creatures, no desire for self-glory. Hamdan Nishapuri, who lived in the 3rd century Hijri, when asked who God's true servant was, answered, "One who worships and has no desire for people to worship him." The greatest deeds are the most difficult of all. Three actions are the most difficult. The Prophet once remarked, "Being fair with others on matters concerning oneself, helping others by giving from one's own possessions, and remembering God at all times."